Welcome.
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Satellite Nation, and thanks for tuning in. This is your host, Michael, KE4EST, with my co-host, Dave, WallyACS, brought to you from SatelliteGuys.us. How are you doing this evening, Dave?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing the same. Beautiful, 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 beautiful day.
Yes, I'm here. The weather's
long,
been great.
Long, long winter seemed like. Drug on, but now it's beautiful. It's been hot and muggy today. I feel like I'm living in Florida, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, it was so nice. I was out in my backyard, a.k.a. the satellite garden, and was retiring the 6-foot C-bandus I have to put up a 7.5-footer I got from knocking on the door.
Is that your... What is that, your $69 special that you was getting rid of, or?
Well, I'm not getting rid of it. I'm just going to disassemble
it. Taking it down?
Yeah, just disassemble it and put it in the garage.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I left it out for a little while. I thought, well, I have a 6-footer and I have a 10-footer, and but I have no reason to... I was going to fix a 6-footer somewhere. 58 West would have been a good idea, or 55.5. But
yeah, the 6-footer I got, I mean, it's been knocked over a couple times, so it's... it's on its last leg, anyways. So, what's going on? Hear anything cool in satellites this week?
That's what I was asking you. Has he heard anything cool or different? I've been searching, and I just, like Charlie Ergen would say, I don't see anything compelling. Nothing
Speaking
really compelling
of that,
to...
I heard something that I thought was quite interesting.
What was that?
The head of the SBCA was talking about their quest to get the NEC to drop the grounding requirement for satellite dishes.
So that's Dish Network or Dish? You know, I call it Dish now.
No, this is for any satellite.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not Dish Network pushing it. It's just somebody else pushing it, or?
Yeah, the SBCA.
Oh, see, they. Oh, okay. And I got you this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was. I thought you said at first that Dish Network was. So the SBCA is the one that's doing this. Oh, now that's interesting, because if they're the one doing it now, that's a good chance it could happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's going to happen, because then they got to fight the NEC, you know, National Electric Code.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering if anybody had any thoughts on that. Give us a call. We got some trivia coming up that we call Stupid Satellite Trivia.
Stupid because Dave came up with it.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
So, what do you got going on with the stab motor you got? I don't have a stab. You got the HH90, right?
Yes.
And
it's still humming
it
along so far. Of course, I've only had it, a month and a half now. But,
and is the only receiver you've tried it on is the Micro HD?
Yeah. I had the Openbox X5, and I had an X3, and I sold it, and then I had an Openbox X... Wait, I ain't going to go on forever. All the... I was thinking that it's the DBS2 receivers I had, but
instead of saying Openbox X, whatever, they should just say, you know, the chipset number, you know, like 3601 or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they should, because they do change them around, and you know, they also, I hear people all the time, they'll send me an email or send me a private message on Satellite Guys saying, hey, I see it, you know, blah, 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 you know, and or your staff on Satellite Guys, you're in the free-to-air form a lot, and or I say you got an S10, or you said you had an X3 or an X5, and well, I've got one, it's doing this, and this, and this, and such. And I'll say, okay, well, describe it to me a little better and whatever, and mine's not doing that, or, well, mine's doing this, and yours is doing that, and they said, well, I don't understand how, if yours is doing it, and I was, you know, I said, okay, let's just bypass switches, let's just go straight wire to the L&B, let's go from there, and they don't understand why, and what's going on is, they may say open box X5 on them, or S10, or whatever number you want to make up, but they're made in different factories, with different components. Some of them's actually quite a bit different I've seen inside. Most of them, you know, almost identical. But they throw that on there because, hey, the S10's selling real hot right now. Or, you know, it was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Or this right now is a hot thing, so we're going to stick that on front of our receiver so it'll sell. And there's no UL listing. There's no anything. They just import them and bam. So I don't know if it's good or bad or whatever. The only thing is bad is, you know, when they don't have any Dolby Digital support, they don't pay the license fee for that or whatever.
Yeah, and you got to use a receiver to decode it. That is annoying.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't need it, though, you know, I guess you could save a few bucks.
Yeah, well, anymore if you want.
Everything, so what I'm wondering
go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I wonder how many people with, you know, marginally lined up dishes are going to start experiencing, you know, loss in signal when it gets real hot outside this summer. That one,
yeah,
in the winter.
Yeah, I was just talking to a guy about that today on Satellite Guys, and they got a marginal dish. They're used to it. Everything was just peachy, and they had to upgrade, and they've got them. I think this guy said they actually had OpenBox X5, but some sort of, you know, receiver that do DVB-S S2. And I could always keep throwing the extra S in there for some reason. DVB-S 2. But anyway, they're starting to have problems. Like, I was receiving this fine before, and now this, the same dish, same L&B, same, you know, I've not touched anything. But, you know, they're harder to receive. And your dish has got to be tweaked just perfect if you've got a marginal dish, or you've got to upgrade and get you a bigger dish. And especially,
yep,
if you're on the edge of the footprint, you really just can't. You're not going to be able to pull it in. I mean, you might. People say, well, I got it. I'm getting it. Well, yeah, you know, people are. You know, there's exceptions. It's all trivial, but it's not
all
trivial.
All I know is if you're
going to
use,
you know,
a marginal dish, if you're going to use a marginal size dish, make sure you line it up when it's hot outside in the middle of the day and not at night. Because I've done that before, when you line it up at night when it's nice out.
Yeah.
And, well, guess what happens during the day? It doesn't work. But it works at night.
Well, I'm using DRO L&B, too. They are gonna shift frequency a little bit with the temperatures.
I had to use those two Norset DROs on my 10-foot Sammy at home so I could get in BYU on 91.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, you're just... I'm in North Carolina. Far western... People knows me on Satellite Guys. I'm in far western North Carolina. I put far western western North Carolina is what I'll put, because if you look in your... Imagine
does
North
that mean
Carolina
in the
your
middle
head
of nowhere, or what does that mean?
They what?
I said, does that mean the middle of nowhere, or what? No?
Just about it. You imagine North Carolina in your head, and you go down that far west tip where it's Tennessee, right there in that little tip. They call it the first and last town, North Carolina. It's a pretty good sized town, but that's where I'm at. And because I'm about, from my house, by air, probably 15 miles. If I was to jump straight in a helicopter and fly straight, I could be a Tennessee line, about 8 miles to Georgia line. And you're up in Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
You're not, I mean, you're pretty, you know, as far south.
I'm in Louisville.
Yeah.
2013 NCAA champions.
Did you sleep at all the other night?
No.
I didn't think you did.
Well, I got to bed at about 4 a.m. and then had to get up at 8. So I got a little bit of sleep.
Well, I was just saying, you know, we're so close to me and you. You know, I can be at your house probably, well, if I just drive straight. And I have to stop with the kids and pee every 5 seconds. If I just jumped in myself and drove straight to your house and traffic was good, I'd be, what, about 6 hours? You know, and so we're pretty close as far as the, you know, in the footprint. And
would you ever make an experimental aircraft and try to fly up here?
Did I ever make one?
No, if you did, you know, you can make an aircraft and put experimental on it, I believe, and fly.
Yeah, you can. You're right. I had a friend of mine, he's not living now, but I used to hang out with him all the time. He's an older guy, and I learned a lot from him. And he was an airplane pilot. And in his older years, he just flew the little, you know, small planes, like the little tiny airports. And therefore, when, after he was commercial pilot, there for a while, he did stunt shows. I mean, where he'd fly up and come down, all these crazy flips of the planes. I mean, not helicopter, but planes. The old-timey planes. Because this was, I'm thinking, 82, 83. Him and his buddy, I never did get to meet the guy, of course. He said his buddy Stanley. They did a lot of air shows together. And Stanley was more experienced than he was. He said, well, they're both about the same, you know, really. I mean, they've been in it, you know, right out of college or whatever. He went up during the air show doing a little spiral down off, and it spiraled right down, smacked the ground. He didn't see, there's no evidence of him trying to pull out of it. It's like he had a heart attack or if he just fell asleep or something. He's like, bam, right into the ground. And that's when he quit doing, the stunts. He said, and he never did. Yeah, he never did. He said, what was funny was he got in his plane because he flew it to, you know, somewhere, you know, like an hour away or something from one airport to the other. And he didn't even want to fly, but he got in his plane. He flew home. And on the way home, he ran out of gas. He was so distraught, he forgot about fueling up. So he had to land in a corn patch somewhere. And he said, I thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to die today, too. I mean, it's not funny, but anyway, he got landed fine. You know, these little planes, you know, they can be, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can land them, you know, okay, you know, like a commercial airliner. He gets it fueled back up, gets calls, gets help, whatever, and then he gets it back in the air, and he said he didn't fly for like 2 years. And then he flew a little bit more, and then he had a heart attack, and the FAA, not the Future Farmers of America, but the Federal Aviation Administration, they grounded him. Since he had a heart attack, they wouldn't let him. He still had a pilot license, but it had a big stamp across that says cannot fly.
Mm. So, you know, I've thought of that, you know, if you took a balloon, you know, it'd be better with a remote control helicopter, but those are expensive and hard to fly.
Yeah.
But a balloon, you could put up a balloon with helium or some other kind of gas I don't know about. You know, float that thing up in your yard and have a buddy a couple miles away and get one up there and do a radio link between them that way.
Yeah, I've seen guys doing that, things like that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you ask me.
You know, ham radio, we're both hams, and I've been extra class since 92, 93. Back when you actually had to take 20-word-minute code tests and do it, fill in the blank, it was no multiple choice. I don't even have the code now. That's how far I'm. I mean, I still talk on the ham radio all the time, but I don't.
I don't know. I just have a tech and I don't have to do any code.
I don't know. So if you upgrade to general or something, do you have to get a code anymore? Or they totally drop.
No,
the code,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I bought the book. I haven't.
That's what I'm saying. I think they dropped. They made the test harder, I understand, but
I don't know. It's just all multiple choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
yeah,
I understand,
but you know, one cool thing about getting an amateur license is you're allowed to put up a tower in your yard then.
Yeah.
Because apparently
yeah,
I'm not aware.
Yeah, you actually, you know, have a, if you've got a ham radio license, well, you know, amateur radio license, if you're in a place where towers or such and such restricted, you can actually erect one and show them that, and they can't touch you. HOA, whatever. But, and of course, that's the gets and different thing. It's like, you know, putting up bigger dishes, too. They'll say, well, it says this, but then, you know, the HOA still, you know, homeowner association still fighting me against it and whatever. So it's, do you want to put it up and fight against them and be the bad guy, or you just want to be quiet and be the good guy? And, as long
yeah,
as
but
not
who
near,
was that
you know,
guy
what,
on Satellite Guys that was talking about sending out some letter that I caught a glimpse of?
What's that now?
Because his neighbor came up. Yeah, some guy. I don't know who he was. Some guy posted a deal. His neighbor came up. He had just moved to, like, Washington, D.C., I think. Was working for the FCC now. And his neighbor came up to him and said they were going to complain to the city if he didn't take down his dish.
Yeah.
And it
yeah,
was it's in the legal requirement, I believe, isn't it? What did
yeah.
you say? It was like a
yeah,
I mean,
like,
90 centimeter or something?
Back to the amateur radio thing, there, you know, the tower. You know, of course, we don't get in, you know, we're not going to really show about amateur radio, but of course, we do a show about everything here, mostly, you know. But it's, as long as you're not near an airfield, you know, or near an airport or near a military base or certain parts of Virginia, which is near Washington, D.C., then there's no restrictions. I mean, if it's over 200 feet, you got to light it up, you know, it's law. You got to, I don't care who you are, if you go over 200 feet on your tower, you got to put lights on and all that stuff and register it with the FAA so they can put it on their maps. But, so he might be in there. I don't know, but yeah, people's just, I don't know.
Well, let me play the
some people
here.
So new age to me or so whatever that I could see it.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
I could see putting up a 50-foot dish, but, you know, if you put, like you say, people complain about, you know, a one-meter dish or something. But, yeah, we need to get some calls in here because I understand you've got a trivia question.
Yeah, I got a trivia question, but it's too early for the trivia question because I only have one. It's a hard one, though.
Well, that's good. That's what we want. We don't want something people are going to just go Google and, hey.
No, I don't know if you'll be able to get this Googling. I should have checked that before I thought of it. No, this came out of a book. I get on Amazon and eBay and all those places, and I just search for old satellite books because they're not very expensive. And they're just
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
They're cool to look around, though.
Who was the father of satellite? Do you know?
The what?
Who was the father of satellite?
Well, it depends. Are you talking about the doctor that started it all?
Who's proclaimed as the father of satellite?
I don't know, Phil.
Arthur C. Clarke.
Well, yeah, that's for Clarke, though. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that for
the
question.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, where's
I was being serious.
I thought you were going to say Al Gore for a second.
Hey, this is not a political chat.
That's not political.
I'll keep my mouth shut. But, yeah, I can see where you come with that name at.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got the trivia question coming up. And then, let me see here. Let's see. Oh, so, yeah, speaking, so I bought this newsletter that I found called the Blank Box Newsletter, which is just hilarious. It's like blatant satellite piracy from the 80s. I can't believe these people would place these ads and then next they'd wonder why people were calling and placing these big orders and then all of a sudden they get raided.
Oh, yeah, that. I mean, people know that goes on now, and some people know because they're probably doing it. But it's the letter would say, well, they can't do it no more. Oh, yeah, you can do it, but, you know, you ask me anything about it, and I ain't going to be a friend anymore, and you pop up on the side, guys asking about it, and you're going to be banned off the site. Yeah. But there's ways,
yeah,
you know, there's ways to do anything.
Theft
but,
is theft. You know, if you mess around with that stuff, you're going to get sued.
Right, but
they can not
even do it with something, because, you know, they'd...
Oh.
You know, when everything first came out, everything was in the clear. And then they started figuring out, hey, you know, because it was made, you know, really for cable companies. And then the consumers started getting them. Of course, they paid thousands of dollars to get these dishes set up in their yard.
Oh, we got a caller. Hold on here.
All right. Hello.
Hello? You're on
hey,
the air.
I thought... yeah.
Hello?
There they are. Yeah. Hello, who is this?
Oh, this is Dan. Dan R. is the man from Satellite Guys.
Dan is the man. Hello.
What's up, yeah. Dan?
Thanks
Hi
for
there,
calling
Mike.
In tonight.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to... I heard you guys had the new radio show going on.
Yeah. That's their, what, third or fourth week, Dave?
Yeah, third week. We're still getting started, so if it's real bad, sorry about that. Hopefully it'll be better.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah. So what's going on? What kind of satellite system do you have?
Well,
it must be on a cell phone.
Yeah, hey, Dan, you there? You're breaking up on us here.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Here
yeah,
you are, Dan. You must be on a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone here.
There we go.
All right. Now, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. No, I bought a receiver. Bought the micro HD from Wally a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good receiver.
Yeah.
And I've ran tests between that and the SonicView 360 Elite, and that was the only one of my receivers that could pick up C-band and actually pick up quite a bit, other than the micro HD. But the micro HD works circles around it.
Well, it's new technology. It's a more sensitive tuner. You know, things get a little better. The tuner's a lot more sensitive.
What channels have you been checking out?
Well, I got I'm mainly reusing a lot of bands from the Super Dish stuff, LNBs from that, and I have a 1 meter dish outside of my apartment.
Oh, cool.
No motor, but just that, and I've went and put a C-band LNBF on it to try out for the mini budding or micro budding, whatever you got, what it's called now.
What size dish you using? The 1 meter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it because that it was kind of between micro and mini budding, 1 meter. Micro or mini buttons are 1.2 meters, so I wouldn't really call it micro budding.
Actually, hey Dan, did you have a big post about this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's incredible how good you've got that dish lined up. Yeah, you got the dish on your apartment patio in the bucket, right?
No. Your clothes. I have one that sits on the back porch. I can put it out there, and I call it the mortar tube, and because it looks like I welded something together out of my welding class a few years ago, and it works just fine, except when it's windy, it'll knock it right over. But I use that for a hisman set.
Got you.
Hitman 30 West.
Now, are you an got a homeowners association type deal, so you're kind of limited, right?
Yeah, and that's why I kind of have to hide it, put it away for the weekend, and then bring it back out for the weekend.
Hey, whatever works, man.
Yeah, well, you wish you had it on like a remote control where you just hit it and like have it sit down there on the planter. A little remote control is like a garage door opener, and the lid opens up like a clamshell, and the satellite dish opens up and then closes right back up.
Yeah, there you go.
No, oh, that's great. That's
you'd perfect. Be rich if you invented something like that. I don't know if you'd be rich, but.
It's just a patio table. There's nothing wrong with it, and see how long it would take for them to figure it out.
Now, are you free to air only, or are you using cable or Dish Network or DirecTV or two? Or?
I used to have TV, and we got rid of it because it was getting too much every month, and we weren't watching a lot of. We have kind of Total Choice Plus or something. The step up from Total Choice.
Right.
And we enjoyed watching it, but it was just $70 a month, and we didn't have no movies, no sports, no high def anything, just locals and our regular pack of standard def package.
Right.
So, but... I got started with satellite stuff when I was I was in high school, and I could work on this stuff all the time, and I got hooked on DirecTV, and it was when they first came out in their custody, they had some nice channels and for a good price.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was back then.
Yeah, pick 10 channels and it's like $10. That was the days.
Yeah, and I would call in. It was Swayze Electronics Company or something, and they said, "You know more about this stuff than we do."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty sad."
Yeah. Well, that's still true today. A lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of good installers that get in our installers on and satellite guys that's been doing it for years and really knows what they're doing. They're really, really sharp at this stuff. I'm not saying anything about them, but I was an installer for years. Been doing it since 96, installing Dish and Direct. And then got, the satellite internet stuff. But it's, they'll train, for a couple days. Hey, go watch this guy for a couple days. Kind of tag along with him. And then they throw you out on your own. And you wonder why, some of the quality you get is the way it is sometimes. That mixed with, some people there just get the paycheck, and run home. They don't care, about the quality anyway. And so now you're free to air only.
Now I'm only free to air. And I looked at it about a year or so ago, and I wanted to get start getting into it, and I just missed the History and Biography channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, I was sitting there watching History and it went blank. I was actually watching it blank because I put a post on the side. I was like, hey, I think it's gone, and that post turned into, 40-page thread or something. But I'm sitting there watching it. It was New Year's last year, not this past year, but the year before last, and flipped over. I was on C-band on, I think, 99 West, watching ABC or something, watching the ball drop or something, or maybe NBC or whatever, watching the ball drop, New York. Okay, the ball drop, 2012 here, and then, okay, that's over with. So I went back over to the KU dish and went back to History Channel. I'm sitting there watching it. It was about 12:30, I guess, something like that. And then poof, it just went blank. I thought, what is going on here? So I'm sitting there for a minute. I'm fiddling with the remote and everything. I go back to other channels, and they're working. I said, ah, stupid dish. So I get ready to go outside to the dish. I go out and check the signals. Everything's fine. I come back in. What's going on? Because the signal stayed for a couple of days. But just there was nothing there. And then I, you know, figured out, hey, you know, it's gone. And it's been over a year now.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of good stuff out there to watch. And
yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, Dan.
Oh, well, thank you. I seen it on the satellite, guys, and I wanted to give it a shot and see what you guys were
Are you a pub member, Dan?
No, I'm not.
Well, guess what? Go ahead and tell them.
You are now,
Mr. Michael.
It might take me a couple hours to get everything situated, but you will be now.
All right.
So tell him what he's
thank
getting.
You.
You called in.
Tell him what he's getting.
You're getting a full partnership for a year. For calling in. I've been trying to get that way for 3 weeks now, and we had no callers. Somebody called in, was already a pub member or whatever, so you're not a pub member, so guess what? Like I said, it may take me tonight or tomorrow before it shows up, but you'll go to Salad Guys and look at the forum list, all of a sudden the pub member thing will be there, and you go to it, you can actually see the stuff and post in it.
Oh, man. Yeah,
and
I
no ads.
That's $22. I think it's $21.95 now for a year or so. That's $22 now. So you can get in there with them. Make sure you get in there, and there's a thread in there that says, you know, welcome new pub members. Get in there and say hello, and then post in there with them in the pub and see what's going on, and you can catch the things that regular members don't get to see. Because if anything comes out or happens or any rumors, we post it in the pub before we go live with it, because it's just a rumor. We don't know. We don't want to. So.
I see Wally and KE4EST.
Yep.
Your call letters.
Yep.
I see you guys on there all the time, and I see Iceberg and Radar.
Oh, and, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, being a public, member for
you. You're a full paid member now. You get all the, and Bobby, he's attending the bar. He'll pour you a drink since you get in there.
Yeah.
Virtual drink. You got to use
all
a
right.
straw through the internet. But, you didn't know he was going to be a full-fledged Salad Guys member now, did you?
No. I thought somebody would be calling in or something.
Why are
you guys?
Oh, yeah. We're wanting more people to call in. Or just, I've been trying. I'm looking for a caller. Somebody's calling in. It's their third show. Somebody called in. We had Eurosport calling one night. We had Scott. Now, given Scott, who owns a side pub membership, that's kind of silly. So I'm gonna out of my pocket pay for it. And then I think Scott last week was kind of missing. He might even just, I don't know. I got to get with Scott, but it'll take me. It might be tomorrow, but one way or the other, you're going to be a pub member. So.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And did you get my PM that I sent you from this morning?
No, I haven't been online yet, but I just bought an LNB offer you.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the store for the GeoSat Pro LNB.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that off the air or off the whatever stuff. But
that's fine. But
I just want to get it. You can pay me back when you get it, whatever.
Okay. With the tech question on that. How is it different from the BandStack ones that I already use for the ones that are left over from Dish Network or the Super Dish ones, the linear Dish dual BandStack, the one that's the vertical frequency, the horizontal frequencies are stacked on top of the vertical ones.
No.
Is one sensitive than the other, or?
Well, yeah. That's kind of a tricky question. You could make a LMBF that's just as sensitive being band stacked. If it's, you know, designed right and everything, whatever. But those really are not designed as with the ties, you know, with specifications as tight as these are, because the you know, they're made for, you know, Dish Network. Their satellites are pumping out a whole lot more wattage, and so they really, well, actually at the time, they, for a while, it was pretty low power. That's the reason they went to Super Dish, like a Dish a little bit bigger, but then they went to new satellite, and then they used pumping out some better wattage, and then they, you know, do with it all together. But with yours, the band stacks, you've got one frequency for vertical, one frequency for horizontal. With these, it's just like a regular standard linear LNBF. It's just same, you know, local oscillator, 10750. It's just horizontal, you know, it's just inside the LNB, there's, you know, two little antenna thingies, you know, not very big at all. And one's horizontal, one's vertical. And with the phase lock loop, the tolerance on that is a whole lot better. The frequency drift and stuff is just crazy, better than DRO LNBs and stuff. So.
But now on the band stack ones, don't those, that runs at one voltage, and on the SL1, it's a voltage for horizontal and a whole, voltage for vertical.
Right.
Or am I wrong about that? In the band stack, isn't it one constant voltage,
yeah,
being sent,
yeah,
down?
Because the frequency's changing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're using two different frequencies. They're using, there's two different.
So is that what you were wanting to know, Dan?
Yeah, I was, because to go along with this question is, with 103 West KU band side, I was trying to use my 1 meter dish with the Dish Network, the linear band stacked dual band stacked LNB, and he was picking up the Microspace NBC channel and the Beach channel, the Huntington Beach cam.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
yep.
But
on 11940. Yeah.
And I was out there trying to work with it, and I was like, can't figure out why that I wasn't getting, and I was using the micro HD and I couldn't pick it up.
And now was that, that's what they, now have you tried it with the SL1 yet?
No, I haven't got it yet.
Well, I'd be interested to see. When you try that, call back in and let us know.
You know, probably Thursday. Well, wait a minute. Friday, Saturday, easily.
Yeah.
So, because it went on express, so they'll give you plenty of time, surely, to hook it up and play with it a little bit. And of course, you know, get in the forum and post some questions or make a thread or whatever about it before then. But then next week, call us back and we'll be curious to know, like Dave said, you know, what you found different or noticed or whatever.
Yeah, there. I even have a conical on it. Is that right? Calling it a conical?
Yeah, you won't need that. You won't need that. SL1.
Well, it came with the dish I had. It was an old Musac dish.
Right.
And it came with that. The LNB came with a conical for it.
Right.
So I just bolted, and Noel told me on there, satellite guys, to just bolt up that band stack LNB from Dish Network and and just use that. And
right.
I've been using that for KU band, and I'm already up to 13 satellites I've picked up.
Yeah, that's awesome. From all recycled dishes parts. That's great.
I love it.
Mine was pretty much all, I was true free to air. There was nothing. I just got all my equipment for free.
I'm just saying, with the I mean, you can put it on there. I mean, you can leave it on there, but you won't need it with the SL1s, I'm saying, because I've got the same dish, and I put an SL1 that's bolted right in there. I didn't do any modifications to the dish or anything. I didn't use the conical, but I just put it right and clamped it right in there. We was talking about, what was it, a couple weeks ago, Dave, or last week, where I put it up and just kind of jimmied it up there and rigged it up, but just doing that, and it was working great, and I didn't use the conical. I know what you're talking about. I don't know if there's a special perfect term for that, but yeah, that's what I always call a little conical
scalar
ring.
Now, the farthest left I went is 103, and I can't go any further than that because I have a big group of trees that kind of cut out the rest of the channel, or rest of the satellites. But anything from 103 heading east to 87 I can get.
And didn't you get 30 west one time?
Yes. And I still can get 30 west.
Wow. I got a blip on a time or two, but my tree line's just right there. Even the leaves off it. There's pine trees on some of these properties. Little scrubby pines, it's right there. I can get signal, but not enough to lock. And but that's, of course, you know, mount on a pole, you know, like 5-6 off the ground. I need to put it on top of the house one day and try that one winter. I know it ain't going to work in the summer.
Well, I use for what I kind of, this is kind of a little thing I use to follow where the satellites are. Is that on my, across the street from me, I got townhouse apartments.
Yeah.
And across that, and the townhouse, right above the townhouse apartment, I use that as a ruler, kind of like a straight edge.
Right.
It's just perfect height, and I can go get all the satellites.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have something to go by, you know, once you get whatever place you live. You get used to it and you play it enough. You can go out there and say, oh, I'm not going to hit this satellite. Why not? Because so-and-so opened their door up over there. Or so-and-so has done it. Or that tree, you know, leafed out. Or how do you know? Because I've been here a long time and I've been doing this for years and I know what's where exactly everything is.
Yeah,
do you take your...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, do you take your TV out on the porch with you? Or you just look through the sliding glass door at the TV when you're lining it up? Or...
Well, I would go walk in the front door and check on the flat screen, and I only had to walk like 10 feet. And, or sometimes at night I can pull the blinds open and look right through the living room window.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, it's a little worse, okay. And when I put that, have you guys seen the slim line mod posts
yeah.
that I made?
Yeah.
Several of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my dish is off by 11 degrees on the elevation. I had to compensate, so about 10, 11 degrees off, and I had to, but it still works just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had to work with that a little bit, but it works. I get a great signal, and, mainly I'm on 97, but I can get 30 on the back porch, 72, 83, 85, 87,
89,
and all the way to
103. Yeah, it's bad that you can't get to 125.
Yeah,
you'd enjoy that. That really helps a lot with like missing History Channel and stuff like that on pay TV, you know. Because you got the PBS channels and they, you know, got Nova and all this stuff and things. It's kind of like, you know, History Channel, you know, showing you history about stuff and, you know, educational stuff. And it's, we watch it quite a bit in my house.
Yeah, is it the one with PBS on it by any chance?
Yeah.
I tried to get that one, but I've got a pretty big wooded area, probably about.
Now, do you get 87 west, right? So you get the Louisiana PBS?
Yeah, I can get that. And with the when I upgraded to the micro HD, I can pick that up.
Yeah. So you get the more sensitive receiver, yeah.
And I can tell there is a big difference with that, and well, I'm able to pick up several more the high def channels than my old Sonic View.
Oh yeah. I take it Sonic View, use it for a paperweight or a doorstop.
You know the way you could look at it is this way. It's also phasing out the pirators. Think about it. If you phase out the pirators, then it leaves it up for the good, you know, the people that are legitimate. And you know, when they upgrade to high def and all that stuff, you know, it phases out the pirating crap.
Yeah.
So, but I can. There's a tree that. I'm right on the edge of that tree where I can get 87, but I can get when there's no leaves on the trees, leaves on the tree, I can get 85 and 83, and it goes. I can get a signal even with the leaves. I can go right through the tree with the leaves on it. So. They had a baseball game on the other night, and it was 85 blast, and it was my true south one.
Right. Yeah, you're an Indian.
I love 85 and 105. Well, Dan, stay on the line for a minute, but we got to do the trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stupid satellite trivia. All right, so here's this week's question. Okay. There's a system, an encryption system back in the analog days, and it went by the name of OAK, okay? And this particular system, there's three different systems. This one was the OAK, and then the last was O-R-I-O-N. Now, you could control this system with using an Apple II computer, which just is crazy to me. So the trivia question is this. What was the maximum users the encryption system could do using the Apple II computer? The hint is 166, and that's not the number. If you look around, 166 is where you might find the answer. Let me give out the number here real quick.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
You know, Michael, that's one thing we probably want to get radio to do, since he was so kind to say he would do some things for us, one for the trivia, maybe. What do you think about that, Dan? You like the stupid satellite trivia idea?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I love trivia.
Yeah,
I've always loved trivia. Even if I don't know the answer, I just trying to rack my brain and figure it out.
So how many users? I would say probably 80 users.
80 users. Oh, we've got a caller. Hold on.
All right.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you? You're live on the air.
Great from Wisconsin. I found out about your show from Mike and Ralph's show. So, and I heard you guys plug in their show too. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Ralph says, the more the merrier.
So.
Got a question on the dish network boxes, like the 211 and so forth, with the over the air tuner.
Okay.
I have an install in northern Wisconsin where we have channel 12. Which is actually on UHF Digital 16, but it maps out 12.1 with a PZIP.
Right.
And then there's actually another channel that it comes in as like 12.2.3.4, but the PZIP is actually 4.1 because it was originally on RF channel 4. Does the dish network boxes, do those take the PZIP information, or do they do their own kind of mapping?
That's a good question.
Now, what did you say last? What was your question? Did they do what?
Well, what's happening is, you know, if I hook up, you know, like a converter box or my, you know, my tuner card on my computer,
right?
It's you know, 12.1, 12.2, and then it comes up 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3.
Right.
But what's happening with the dish box is it's mapping them all channel 12. So, you know, 12.1, 12.2 come in fine, but then it overwrites the other ones because...
Oh, so you're not getting the 4.3.
Right. It's knocking it.
Gotcha.
Because it's essentially seeing two 12.1s and 12.2s. And then, it's not mapping, you know, both of them. It's just really weird. And if the dish network box is... going off the PSIP information, it wouldn't be doing that because the other channels show up 4.1, 2, and 3. So
yeah.
And what's the call signs of that channel?
One is WJFW, and then the other one is I believe it's WMOW.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can find out an answer for you. We'll give it to you next week.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's in the Rhinelander Wausau DMA. So
yeah, Dave. Dave's
going
to take note of this, Dave. Yeah, some of those I know they don't map. You know, it's this network
that
don't map.
That used to be
it.
A nightmare with the old Voom system. That right there. Oh, was that a nightmare?
And I also have an 811 set up, and it's doing the same thing on the 811 as well. So, you know, I thought maybe, you know, going with the newer, you know, VIP series, it would be different, but it wasn't. It was the same kind of mapping that's happening.
Oh. Well, that's odd.
That's a lot to give it to Scott and see if he can find out an answer.
Yeah, it's got to be something in the firmware of the boxes or, you know, it's... For some reason, it's just not taking the piece of data. It's doing its own thing, you know, as far as the mapping goes.
Well, I know some of the channels, you know, the Beat the Dish, you know, Dish Network, they don't do everything. They don't have everything. They'd like to. They make you think they do, but when you've got the over-the-air tuner in there, it does its own thing. But, yeah, it's got to be a firmware somewhere. If it shouldn't, it still should separate that out, even if it don't give you a... you know, guide data or anything, it still should keep it.
Yeah, it'll just say, like, digital channel
right.
Or whatever, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, it actually overwrites the channel, so, yeah, that's
yeah, that's that's on 211 and 811.
I
even tried doing, like, a manual entry, you know, just, like, scanning in one channel at a time, and,
right.
You know, it still overwrit, you know, I did one, and then I did the other one, and it would overwrite the previous one, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You might need to get on Salad Guys and ask a Dirt Team member for that. Eh?
Yeah, I was going to do a post as well, you know, just so it's in writing, you know, it's easier to follow than...
Yeah, and then you got the Dirt Team, they can get in there and, you know, give you a definitive answer, you know, about that exactly, you know, because I've not run that, because I've got a 722 myself, the K-Series and the over-the-air and stuff, but I've not run into that where it overwrites anything like that. I've got a couple of PBS channels here and another religious channel that comes in, but Dish Network, I guess, don't know anything about it or whatever, and it says digital, you know, whatever, and the guide data. So I don't
get
no
guide data.
Yeah, as
long as they're all discrete channels, you know, either virtual or RF-wise, yeah, then you're probably okay.
Yeah,
the problem here is, you know, channel 12, channel 12, you know, virtual, that's where the problem is.
Right. It should give you, yeah.
Weird.
Well, hopefully we can get an answer for you.
That'd be great. I really appreciate it.
We will work on that.
Working on this for like 6 months now.
We will work on getting an answer for you.
It's probably just something that they haven't seen maybe from... I wonder, are the both stations owned by they're owned by the same company?
They're not. One is Quincy Newspapers. And then the other company is just an independent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's two different, you know, companies that own the stations. So. Another question I was wondering, is there any technical manuals on the Hopper and Joey you know, how that all installs and stuff. I still obviously have all the old stuff, you know, the IP series that I'm potentially looking to upgrade to the Joey and the Hopper.
Yeah,
I'm curious to know
in
how
the
it works,
Hopper
though.
Form. Yeah, in the Hopper form on Tech Guys, there's the tech manual that came right out of the out of the tech portal at Dish Network.
Yeah, if you go to the stickies up there, there's actually diagrams, the whole manual, PDF, the whole thing you can look at. And
okay, great. I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, it's the legit deal. It's what they give all the techs. So.
Very good.
I suggest it. I love the Hopper. It's awesome.
Well, we appreciate you calling in tonight.
All right, very good. Yeah, great show, you guys. Really appreciate
right,
it.
Yeah, do you want to take a guess on the trivia question before you go, though?
Yeah, I just started listening about 10 minutes ago, so I didn't catch all that. I was
okay.
On the phone and so
all
forth,
right.
So I just wanted to get a call in before the show ended. So.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. You have a great
all
night.
Okay.
Was my answer correct? 16? Or no, 80? I'm sorry.
We got another caller.
All right. Who's on the air now?
Hold on.
On the line. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. Who's
good.
This?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Stardust3 on Satellite Guys. And just,
Oh, you're in West Virginia, right?
No, Northeast Tennessee.
No, he's in
Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
I'm a Tennessee guy. Not much of a
well, that's
the
second
guy,
best
but,
state.
just want to call in and say hi to you guys and been listening to your show. Sound like you got a good thing going on here and sitting around doing my thing. Hanging out on Saturday Light Guys and hanging
more
out.
To,
but,
it's a beautiful time of year right now.
It is. It was an awesome
it was,
day.
I mean, you're right above me, so I'd probably
been
2,000 an hour and a half. So.
Yeah, I'd say it'd take a little more than an hour and a half to get
well,
here.
Well, how far are you from Knoxville or Bristol? Or?
From the Bristol racetrack, I'm just across the mountain, and take me about 40 minutes to get over there to the racetrack.
Well, yeah, it'd probably take about 10 and a half hours to get to where you're at.
Yeah, but... not much of a free air person. I do set up occasionally a few free air systems for customers on 97 West. That's about my experience on that. But
I do think I ain't done one in over a month. I've got a guy that calls me and do them, you know, because you probably are Tim on that list, that free air list, whatever, you know. And they'll call me or they'll email me. If they drop ship the ones I do, they drop ship everything to customer's house. I just got to go set it up. Got to bring the wire and the connectors and yada, yada, yada. But last one to call me, the guy said he's got one for me. I said, okay, cool, you know. And he told me, you know, the price and everything. So that sounds good, you know, whatever. And it turns out it was on I'm in Murphy. And you probably know Murphy.
Right.
And it was Wilmington or something like that. Oh my God, that's on the coast. I'm not driving 9 hours to the coast just to make $175.
No.
I don't think so.
No, you know I basically make my living as a doing installs on Dish and Direct and some fulfillment on HughesNet and if I didn't spend all the money in gas that I do, I would have a little money.
Yeah, that's exactly
know,
right.
That's
where my money goes in gas.
So do you have a guess on our trivia question?
No, I don't have a clue. I'm just going to be straight up honest. So,
I just had to ask.
You got any more hints?
I heard the question, but I can't lie. I don't have a clue.
I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, love the show. I love Satellite Guys. I learned so much on there. You know, it's kind of my go-to site when I get in the jam. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, and
well, that's good to hear.
We appreciate you coming to Satellite Guys with you. We work hard to make the site what it is. And
you're KE Forest, right?
Yeah, KE4EST.
That's right.
Amateur radio call sign.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
what
I,
you know, kind of funny or whatever.
Right, right. And I'm familiar with it. And who's the other host that
Wally AC is.
Okay. You're the free to air man. You're definitely.
Yeah, he's our new moderator for free to air.
Okay, gotcha.
He helps me in the free to air now. He's my new co free to air helper outer.
Yeah, him and Eurosport have the new moderator titles.
Yeah, Eurosport just got it too, same time. Yeah, and Eurosport
I noticed his new avatar hasn't changed for a week or so. I was wondering which one was his new girlfriend this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's happily married. I know you're a sport. He's happily married, you know, got kids and everything. But
right.
I guess it's, you know, well, I don't really care, but it's always changing. It's different women. But yeah,
hey,
it's funny.
Hey, that's part of being married, you know?
That's right.
Well, guys, I'm glad I got a chance to call in and say hi. You know, I've been familiar with a lot of folks on there and never really personally got a chance to say hi and talk to anybody. And, you know, but anyhow, enjoy the show.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, Dan, we got to say good night to you because we're running over and we want to be respectful to Sat Talk. So, appreciate you calling in, and hope you have a good night, okay?
All right. You have a nice night off.
Your call's back next week, all right?
All right. I'll,
if you got
I'll
time.
Try to. All right.
Have a good one, man.
You too.
So you're not going to run over, Dave?
No, let's not run over. You want to go ahead and tell him your stuff there, Mr. Michael?
Yeah. We appreciate everybody calling in tonight. They're listening in and tuning in. And this is Satellite Nation, episode number 3. With your host, KE4EST, Michael. Co-host, Wally HTS, Dave. And we've enjoyed the show tonight. Loved it. And you got any more final comments, Dave, before we end this?
Yeah.
Or
thank
that,
you, everybody,
is there,
for calling in.
More, are you in a hurry, Dave?
No, I think we got another caller here.
Yeah, give it. I think we're
okay,
another
caller. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Satellite Nation.
Hey, this is DB Sat calling from North Carolina, listening to the show. Glad to hear y'all up there, and you were talking about the what's up there on Satellite Guys. I've never seen that and didn't even really know about that. I usually pick up my feed information from over at Rick, so
right.
Maybe let them keep on doing it. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Now, you on Satellite Guys? What's your name on Satellite Guys?
DB Sat.
D as in David?
DBSAT. I don't post a whole lot, so you probably don't know me, but I've got a bunch of dishes. I got a 10-foot butt I've had since 1986.
All
and
right.
I've been in TV broadcasting for about 40 years.
Oh.
And radio too.
Now,
one thing
doing?
I will say.
What,
let me say
you,
one comment that the when you run your little card about the Satellite Nation, it comes in really loud and clear. But when you hear the voice, everybody talking, it's kind of muddled sometimes.
Yeah. We get
maybe
a little overzealous.
Maybe I could adjust the volume because on the control panel, it's like you like upload the MP3, and then you just hit play, and that's it.
Yeah, we got a. This is our third show. We got a lot to.
Well, do y'all actually have a mixing board there, or I don't know how that stuff works.
No,
really.
Actually, I'll tell you exactly what we got going
board.
On. We got, we're just on blogtalkradio.com. We just log into the control panel, and then I call in, and Michael calls in, and then that's it, really.
Or
just
we can go through the computer microphone, or,
yeah.
Well,
we
the jingle really sounds
Scott.
Good.
Does
how
it?
Long have you been on Satellite Guys? I mean, how long have you been a member?
Several years. A couple years. 2 or 3 years. I don't post a lot. I do a lot of reading. And,
oh, that's fine.
I check it at work all the time. I'm always looking to see what's going on. I've been following the thing with Tripp here about the over-the-air reception and his neighbors giving him trouble about his bud out there.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing last week, you know, the what's up there. And, yeah, we got to – it's not seen by everybody. And if you really got to look, you can see it. You can see the title of it, but you can't get into it. And it's, you know, kind of like Rick's. It's, you know, what's up there section. It's wild feeds and whatever. All of a sudden it pops up. And it's kind of hidden, you know, to keep, you know, because, you know, what if somebody says, hey, you know, broadcast says, hey, people's looking at us, turn it off, a scrambler or whatever. And, yeah, that's what Scott and myself, or we've been talking about it. And not really, Scott's been busy with some other stuff right now, with doing some forum changes and stuff. And not really got to, you know, make a poll about it or whatever. But, yeah, send me a PM.
We back in the old days, we used to listen to, Keith LaMonica and the, I can try to think of the name, Calling America or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, that was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they used that ETO.
Friday Night Live?
Well, no, it was the one they used the ELO song, Calling America.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They ain't know what it's talking
about. I can't remember.
Oh, God.
I can't remember what it was called either, but it'll come back to me anyway. It reminds me of those days, you know, and
yeah.
That was good information, you know.
Just send me a PM on Salad Guys, KE4EST. Send me a PM and I'll hook you up and we'll get you in there, because it's not like, you know, you got to pay a bunch of money or anything like that, you know. It's just...
Right.
You just got to kind of request
yeah.
it.
Okay.
You know, that keeps out the riffraff a little bit and stuff, but yeah, we're actually thinking about, should we put it in the open like Rick's doing, or should we play with it all together?
I think everybody that's into this kind of knows that Rick's posting it over there, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, unless you want exclusive.
No, yeah, we're not trying to take away from Rick. We're just saying we've been, you know, and there's a couple other sites that's, well, they've came and went. There's some that's still there, other, you know, satellite sites. That they're there, and they've gone, you know, but they keep it hid too, and Rick's always been open about it. And then people says, well, Rick's calls this and that, and probably, maybe a time or two.
I say you look at both of them, because sometimes there's some stuff on one that's not on the other one. Most of the cases, there's mostly everything on Rick's, but sometimes there's stuff on Sat Guys that's not on Rick's for a while.
Right,
and
you
know, Sat Guys was slower to pick up because, you know, it was hidden. And now it's, I don't know, there's quite a bit on Satellite Guys in the What's Up There forum. So it's, but yeah, just send me a PM and I'll hook you up, and because it's not no special secret password or handshake, or you got to send me $20.
Yeah, anybody can send you a PM and you'll let them in. Anybody, if you want to get in, just send Michael a PM and let you in.
All right. I appreciate it, guys, Satellite Guys. And enjoy the show, and I guess you're going to be on every Wednesday night at 8?
Every Wednesday night at 8.
Yes, sir.
I guess this is Access America's not on anymore?
No, it is. It's on. It started at 9, and we're just going a little bit over tonight. So
you're
going to have 3 hours of programming, us for an hour and them for two.
Oh, that's great. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for calling
in online. Okay, bye.
Good show tonight, Dave.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
I hope somebody calls in with the trivia question, the answer.
Yeah, because I'm going over. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Or a few minutes. I mean, I can't go to 10 or 11 o'clock at night. But
we're going to have
the
prize you get for the trivia is going to get bigger every week that somebody doesn't get it right.
Yeah, that's right.
Since you're paying, we might give away a car. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's up to you, man.
I got a 91 Escort if anybody wants it. No problem.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, well, Dave tried to buy it with an auto mechanic, and, you know, I get these things in my head, and I think it's going to be real easy, and then I go to do it, and I'll get fine, it's not. So.
Well, too bad. If you live closer to me, I'd fix it for you. But...
Oh, well, I might ship it down.
I'm kind of
no doubt.
Did
you? Oh, I was gonna say, so let's wrap it up and call tonight, man. I think we had a great show, man.
We had an awesome show.
Hope people call back next week, and we'll get going and have a good time. It's all about just having fun and learning about new stuff, if you ask me.
Can you push a button over, Dave, and end it? And
Let me. What do you want to go ahead?
I mean, not right this second, but.
Let's go ahead and sign off. This is Wally HTS signing off for Satellite Nation.
And this is KE4EST Michael. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next Wednesday, 8 p.m., April 17th. So please tune in.